Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 173, 6 ways to get kids to eat more vegetables. Fully 9 in 10 U.S. children need to eat more vegetables. Guess what? For adults, it is no better. As a cardiologist, I have observed that a person's health is directly tied to how many vegetables they eat. In this podcast, I'm going to share 6 proven ways to effortlessly get children, and of course adults, you're not exempt, to eat more vegetables. I'm on a quest here. So let's jump in. We'll rattle them off. Proven method number 1, set an example. Your children watch what you eat. Indeed, studies show that, to a large extent, how you eat is how they will eat for the rest of their lives. Any bad eating habits you may have will be magnified with your children. Basically, the message of this and countless other studies is that you have to walk the talk. If you don't eat vegetables, then how can you expect your children to eat vegetables either? As studies show, that vegetables eaten during childhood prevent future heart disease, prevents future cancer. It really is a parent's responsibility to model healthy eating. So that was number 1, set an example. Number 2, serve vegetables first. In a fascinating study, researchers from Texas A&M University studied the school lunch plates of 8,430 students to better understand why children choose to either eat or avoid vegetables. Not surprisingly, they found that if vegetables had to compete on the plate with highly processed main entrees, say for example chicken nuggets, which was their favorite in this study, broccoli didn't stand a chance. For broccoli to even have a fighting chance, it had to be paired with something healthier than the hyper-palatable, highly processed chicken nuggets. The lesson from the study are clear. If you pair pizza with cauliflower on your kid's plate, then guess what? They're probably never going to touch the cauliflower. The solution is to offer vegetables first. So when you're having home dinner, before you bring out the main entree, serve everyone the salad or sautéed vegetables first. If there is no competition, children and adults alike will be much more likely to eat the vegetables. So, number 1 was set an example. Number 2, serve vegetables first. We're basically put vegetables in a situation where they don't have to compete with these highly palatable, highly processed foods. Number 3, make it a game. In an interesting new study, researchers from Texas Children's Hospital and Baylor University wanted to see if they could effortlessly boost vegetable intake of 400 children. To do so, they created a video game, and in this video game, the main character of the video game asked the children to eat and record their vegetables. What kind of an effect do you think this had? Well, if your kids are anything like my kids who are just absolutely mesmerized by video games, well, let me tell you the results. Indeed, this video game was so effective that 79% of the children were meeting the target number of vegetables and fruits every day within 6 months because of the positive example of this main character in this video game. Well, you probably can't create your own video game for your children to eat more vegetables. However, there is still so much that you can do. Depending on the age of your children, you could make faces or their favorite superhero out of the vegetables on their plates. You could also use vegetable charts or let them use the camera on your phone to photograph the vegetables they eat. You could even film the vegetables going down, whatever. Different kids will respond to different approaches, but make it fun. The key is to be creative and to find out what works for your children. Turning vegetables into a game works for adults as well. For example, many of the nutrition tracking apps that are out there give you medals for eating vegetables. Number 4, make it convenient. Studies show that if vegetables are readily available, people naturally eat more. You don't even have to think about eating vegetables. The key is to eliminate all barriers. This is something that has worked well in our home. My wife, Jane, typically puts out a vegetable and fruit tray several times a day for our children. We have found that if fresh veggies and fruits are readily available, our kids will eat them. The same works for adults as well. Pack veggie snacks for work. Pack veggies for car rides. Basically, always have a readily available vegetable. So, quick review. Tip number one, set an example. Number two, serve vegetables first where they don't have to compete. Number three, make it a game. Make it fun to eat vegetables. Number four, make it convenient. Number five, offer a variety of vegetables. In an interesting study, researchers invited study participants to a meal. Sounds like a great study to sign up for. At this meal, as part of the study, half of the people, they randomly assigned this, so half of the people were randomly assigned to only get one vegetable choice with their pasta. However, the other group, those who drew the longer straw, they were offered three vegetable choices with their pasta that was served at this study dinner. And then researchers were secretly watching what they were eating. Without even trying, without even thinking about it, without even being asked to eat more vegetables, the group that was offered three vegetable choices with their pasta ate nearly one more total serving of vegetables. While the study was done with adults, the same works for children as well. Anecdotally, or in our home, we have found that if we put a lot of vegetable options out on the table or on that tray that my wife will put out for the kids, we have found that if we give children lots of choices, there are lots of vegetables to choose from, they're going to eat more. So the key then is when you have family dinner, rather than just one vegetable, shoot for three vegetables on the table. That will subconsciously encourage adults and children and everybody else to eat more vegetables. Number six, last one, get kids involved. Studies show that if children participate in growing vegetables, selecting vegetables, or cooking vegetables, they are more likely to eat them. One challenge of modern life is that children, especially children nowadays, really have no idea where food actually comes from. They think it just comes from boxes at the supermarket. If you want your children to effortlessly eat more vegetables, grow a garden. If a garden is not an option for you, go to farmers markets regularly. Let your kids select the produce items. Teach them how to pick that perfect watermelon, how to pick grapes, apples, how to find a great head of broccoli. Also, involve your children in meal selection and preparation. This is something that my wife does well. Our kids have enjoyed preparing a garden this year. They also love selecting and preparing meals, family dinners with Jane. Anecdotally, we have seen an uptick in vegetables eaten when they are involved. So, quick wrap up, the six proven ways to get kids and adults to eat more vegetables so that everyone can enjoy better health. Number one, you gotta set an example for your kids. Number two, serve vegetables first when there's no competition. Number three, make it a game. And this can be tricky. You got to be creative here. Number four, make it convenient. Have vegetables everywhere. Number five, offer a variety of vegetables. Number six, get kids involved with meal preparation, vegetable selection, etc. So, take-home message. Getting children to eat more vegetables can be a major challenge for parents. I know. I've got four kids. As a result, too many parents just give up and let the kids eat the processed or fast foods that they will happily eat. Adults aren't much better. It is just so much easier to eat processed or fast foods than vegetables. They're hyper palatable. They're highly processed. Food scientists have created these concoctions of foods, if you can even call them foods, I'll call them fake foods, that totally trick our taste buds. They trick our brain. They create addictions. It's hard for vegetables to compete against that unless you turn the tables. But there is an easier way. And these six proven strategies will help your family to eat healthier. These six proven strategies also require little to no willpower at all. Eating healthier is as simple as environmental programming. By changing everything around you, it can make healthy eating the path of least resistance. Kids and parents alike will then naturally and effortlessly eat better. So my question for you is, what has worked for you to get kids to eat more vegetables? Do you have any tips or tricks that help you, or I guess your kids as well, to eat more vegetables? I'd love to hear from you. Please leave me your comments. Go onto my website, drjohnday.com. This is blog number 173, 6 ways to get kids to eat more vegetables. Scroll down to the bottom, and there at the bottom, leave your comments. Leave your questions, and I'll do my best to answer any of those. As always, if you haven't signed up yet for my newsletter, sign up for it now. That way you'll never miss a thing. Rate me on iTunes, rate me on Stitcher, tell your friends, tell your family, and until next time, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.